Matthew Pollock's executive director of the Masters Builders Association. If you're in the trades and you have a question, send it in now, 0438 922 936. He might be able to answer it. He might be able to find an answer for you. G'day, Matthew.
Oh, good morning, Rick.
Gee, heaps of change in so many industries, and the trades really have kept on working in most areas. What's happening on large building sites?
Well, that's right. And building construction, as you mentioned in your introduction, is still going. It is being deemed an essential service by the government. And it's important that we do keep sites going. We have, you know, several industries at the moment which are not, and building construction is providing an important economic stimulus at a time when, you know, there are large sections of the economy that are on their knees.
So if you're on a site but you don't feel comfortable going there because you're not happy with how they're maintaining health, are you able to make arrangements to cease work?
Well, look, that would be something that you need to discuss with your employer. But I would say that, you know, all construction sites are taking significant steps to ensure that the workers on those sites are kept safe. You know, it's extremely important. And one thing that we've been, you know, talking to our members at length about is, you know, making sure that you do implement proper safety procedures. The government has given us guidelines. You know, that's making sure you maintain social distancing, that there are proper hygiene measures in place, and sites have the materials available to make sure that workers can follow those guidelines.
In terms of on a kind of lower level, what about if you're in the middle of a home renovation?
Well, those sites are still going too. So the whole industry has been deemed an essential service. And, you know, I think we'll talk about tradespeople in a minute. And part of the reason is because of that. You know, we still need to be able to service the community, service households. You know, if your hot water breaks, you need to get somebody to be able to come over, or your dishwasher breaks. So it is very much an essential service. We also have businesses, you know, critical businesses like pharmacies, for example, that require work at this stage. So, you know, that's why the government continues to support the industry. And what we're doing as an industry is making sure that we're supporting government. And that's all about safety at the moment. You know, it's about being able to keep sites open, keep workers safe, and ultimately keep the community safe.
And are there sort of some conditions around people seeing each other and coming in to work on your home? What have you been told about that?
Well, look, it's important, again, that everybody is following the proper safety and hygiene procedures that the government has been very clear to provide over the last couple of weeks. So what I would say is, if you're a homeowner and you have a tradesperson coming over, you know, it is okay to ask them if they've washed their hands, take your boots off at the door, and, you know, to make sure that you're doing everything possible and make sure the tradespeople are doing everything possible not to, you know, bring anything into your home.
Should I expect a tradie, after they've been working in my kitchen or bathroom, to wipe stuff down with antibacterial wipes, or would I be expected to do that myself?
Well, look, I don't think it's unreasonable that that's the case. You know, if they don't have antibacterial wipes on them and you do, maybe it's, you can offer those, but to make sure that the once the work is done, that the site is kept clean. You know, we're all doing this at the moment. You know, I've got to say, I lose count of the amount of times that I wash my hands in a day.
And on some sites, it must be quite difficult to provide those facilities.
Well, look, it has been a little bit difficult to access proper PPE gear at the moment. There is a shortage of some things. And actually, one thing I would like to do is just give a quick shout-out to the Hartshorn Distillery, who have very kindly partnered with Master Builders to turn their vodka and gin production line into a hand sanitizer production line. So I'd just like to thank Ryan while we're talking about this. I think we're up to about 1,500 litres of hand sanitizer that we've sold to Master Builders members in about a week.
Yeah, wow. And it's that kind of pulling together that's really good. What else have you seen in terms of people really cooperating to make things work?
Well, look, that's right. And, you know, this is a community response. And it's really encouraging to see people in the community getting together so that we can get to the other side of this. You know, one of the other things that's very encouraging to see is a real commitment by everybody in the industry, you know, and that includes the employer groups like Master Builders working with unions and the workers to make sure that everybody is aware of their commitments, and certainly there's the hygiene and social distancing rules on site. So there's been a collective response by the industry.
And do you expect that there's a level of lockdown where these sites might close?
Look, we're playing this day by day. The government has been very engaged with the industry, and they're keeping us up to date on a daily basis. At this stage, you know, construction sites are still open. The construction industry is an essential industry, and I think it's classified that way for a reason. You know, as we've already sort of spoken about this morning, it's not just about keeping large construction sites open, which are an important economic stimulus for the economy, particularly when some really big sectors in Tasmania are really sort of non-operational at the moment in almost complete hibernation. But it's also about making sure that we've got those services for the community, but making sure you can get a tradesperson to your home.
Yeah, for wiring, for plumbing, and also councils, you know, need to be able to fix roads and burst pipes and all of that kind of stuff. So that's very, very important. What are your suggestions for workers as they're coming home when you get out of your car before you walk in your door?
Well, I would say even before that, Rick, it's important to, before you get onto site and before you leave, that you are, you know, washing your hands, following proper hygiene procedures. I'd make sure you're leaving your boots at the door. You know, don't walk in. I think the government has told us that, you know, the coronavirus can stay on your clothing for a period of time. So, you know, I've got a small boy at home, and I'm certainly making sure that I take, you know, get changed and have a shower before I go and greet the family. So, you know, there are steps we can all take, and I think if we take this seriously, we've got a really good chance of getting to the other side of this and keeping the industry open and keeping the economy going.
Great to talk to you this morning, Matthew.
Thanks, Rick.
Matthew Pollock, Executive Director of the Masters Builders Association and Construction. Continuing, you can get a tradie to come to your house and do work. It's considered as an essential service.